Tamoya! Hey, Tamoya, Daddy's home! Look at this, I got a present for you! Come on, eat it up! You don't get sushi this good every day.
Who cares? I don't want any.
What?
You're drunk. Forget the sushi and go to bed.
Come on, just eat it.
I told you I don't want any, okay?
Tamoya! Welcome to the Kazumatsuri.org
podcast.
You guys.
Excellent.
Oh, God.
If you're just tuning in, then this is our podcast we do every month to cover all the latest news and happenings in Ki and our community. Don't mind that intro.
No, do mind it.
Do mind it then. So, with me today, we've got the usual. We got Biscuit Dough.
What up? What up?
Starring as
Tamoya. Yeah.
We got Link Thinks.
Hello.
Rune Devros.
Hello.
Pepe.
Hi everyone.
And myself, Aspiety. So this month we've got quite a lot to talk about. It's been a massive month for Ki news, and so this podcast is probably going to go a little bit longer than the other ones. We'll kind of just see how we go, and you know, we're not going to like censor ourselves too heavily, so whatever discussion comes of it will come. But yeah, so expect a lot of content in this episode. So yeah, so first we had the Clannad Kickstarter, and the goal for funding was does anyone remember how much? Anyway, like
$140,000.
Yeah, so that's like a huge number already, but it somehow managed to get completely funded in 14 hours, which is ridiculous. Like, I think we all
totally
expected
ridiculous.
It to do well, but I don't think many of us expected it to do that well, so that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I didn't expect to go to wake up and have it instantly funded when I got out of bed.
Yeah, that was nuts, man. I had it started, I had just gotten off work, man, and I was on my way home, and people were talking about it, and I was like, oh, you know, crap, man, I gotta get home and get in on this, get my 1K tier in there, and obviously that didn't happen.
Yeah, that went out in like an hour, didn't it?
It went out in a couple minutes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was like, I think it was 10 minutes or something, someone had tweeted, I was like getting out of my car to walk into my house, and I was looking at my phone
shit.
The whole time, and it was like, oh, yeah, 10 minutes and all the 1K tiers are gone. I'm like, what? Come on!
So how much did everyone end up pledging in the end?
I don't want to talk about it.
I just put $60.
$50.
I went with $110.
$225, me.
You guys are just making me feel really
big
bad.
Spender.
But
I'll put in more with Backer Kit, don't worry.
Like, I got most of the stuff except for the t-shirt, because I decided I didn't want to wear a t-shirt like that.
Wow, yeah. Dude. I'm going to wear that shit, like, every day.
Seriously? I don't know. It's not my thing.
No, I'm not going to wear it, because I don't want to destroy it.
But
same
I got
reason
it.
I don't wear my mini shirt.
But you did get the 1K tier, didn't you, Biz?
I did, and I also bought a computer on the same day that they took my $1,000. So in the span of about an hour, I lost $1,500. That took me 3 months to make up.
Worth it.
Worth it.
Totally worth it.
So worth it. Feels so good, man.
So yeah,
it's been a long time coming.
I would have wanted to do the 1,000, honestly, but just I didn't have the money at the time. And
I mean, the only reason I did it is because, like I said, I'm kind of new to all this fandom and stuff, and so, like, I missed out on a lot of shit, you know? Mm-hmm. So, with this coming into play, I feel like it's finally my turn to actually give back and do something to help out and also get a lot of sweet stuff.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of like, yep, I'm doing it. Like,
I'm
the
just
second
gonna,
they announce it, I'm like, 1K, I'm doing it. I'm in.
I'm just praying that they do a Little Busters Kickstarter at some point.
I'll do that one, too.
Because I'll be ready for the 1,000 tier of that one.
Yeah, that, for me, rewrites my I'm going all in.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm all in, I'm rewrite.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. I don't even have the money. I feel bad. But anyway, I'd like to see any of those come out. I'll be happy, you know.
But yeah, just...
Oh yeah, Cash and Matt Zerby.
So, like, just to wrap up, like, all the developments, so... It was funded in 14 hours, and then Sekai Project was basically like, well, now what? And so, after, like... A couple of weeks, yeah, they finally developed some stretch goals, and by the time we found out about them, the first one had already been met, which was the HD assets. Yep. That's the thing I'm most excited about. Just, because this basically makes this the definitive version of Clannad.
Like a perfect edition.
But actually better, because it's HD, you know? That's something True. Like the Western market appreciates a lot more than the Eastern market, I feel. For some reason, I don't know why. Just being able to play it in HD would be awesome, and I'm really looking forward to that. And the other two stretch goals we got were... The side stories, which has never before been translated into English. And we also have the all-new exclusive Clannad manga that will be coming out in English in the West before anywhere else for this Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah!
Woohoo!
That anthology is going to be so sweet. What were the artists again? I know there was Zen.
Misaki Juri.
Misaki Juri, who did the
Tomoyo After
of...
stuff?
I think
I can't remember.
Yep. And I forgot the last one. I should have
it.
She
got added on like really late.
Yeah. Anyway, but like we've done so many articles about that, just covering all the latest, and we'll probably continue to do so. And so yeah, it's over now, in case you didn't know. All the pledges have been collected, and they're going to start collecting, like, add-ons and, like, organizing all that soon. As far as we know, the total backed was $551,881, and that's across 5,997 backers. Pretty freaking awesome.
It's like $100 a person. That's,
yeah.
That's some commitments right there.
Yeah. The key fandom
Good
is awesome.
Shit, guys. Good shit.
Good job, everyone.
Yay. All right,
that was a really disappointing clap.
That was really bad. Run that back. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Yay!
Yay. Yay. That's better.
So, yeah, that's pretty freaking awesome, and I am honored to be a part of this community that's just so, like, dedicated. It's really amazing.
And we should probably mention that we have a community to talk about it now.
We should probably mention that they expect delivery in October 2015. So
yeah.
Sometime later this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And hopefully
the best part is that
go on.
Go. The best part is it's just like thinking about it. It's like, man, Clannad's 11 years old in a couple months.
And it's getting new content.
It's just they're just racking in $500,000 like it's nothing. You know? It's so awesome.
Well, to be fair, a lot of that, like 100k of that 500 came in like the last week or so.
I know. Yeah. After it was fully funded, all the goals and everything, and
yep,
it's still
after
just
the
like
goals
boom,
were funded,
have another you know $150,000.
That's just how Kickstarters work. It's like the first 24 hours and the last 48 hours are always the most.
People
must active.
Have either just really wanted that manga, or they were just like, you know what, pulling out all the pennies, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
And if you didn't back it,
earn it,
shame on you.
Earn it. Godspeed, Sekai Project. Make
Godspeed.
It happen. You got all my pennies.
Hell yeah, just, you know, like, we've given you everything you need, just make it happen now. We have faith in you. So, next, I'm going to hand over to Rune.
Yo.
To talk about what you wanted to talk about.
All right. So, one thing that was recently released on New Year's, actually, was the Key Anthology Saxophone Collection by a YouTuber named Japesland. Mm-hmm. And this is a full-length 17-track album, which contains saxophone arrangements from Canon, Air, Clannad, Planetarian, Little Busters, and Rewrite. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing is this is available for free on his website, japesland.wordpress.com. I assume we will have the link here in the podcast description somewhere. Mm-hmm. But this is a really top-notch saxophone arrangement CD. I've been listening to it quite a lot. And
it's really
my
neat.
My favorite tracks are the Rewrite ones.
For me,
any theme.
Yeah. Oh. And Thurium. And I also really liked
That was great. Right.
Melancholy of a Troubled Girl.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Canon tracks a lot too.
I like the whole thing, man.
The whole thing is great, so
I've just been tearing that thing apart. It's so good. Like my drive to work, like everything is just
Isn't a lot of like high quality like fan works coming out of the Western Key fandom regularly. It's quite an uncommon thing. So like whenever we see something like that, we latch onto it and we want to support that.
It's so good too. Like I'm like ranking it up there with, you know, Refuel and my other my key classics and my other like instrumental / remix like stuff. It's just like, and those are like official releases, and this is just, it's so good.
Japes Land, if you're listening, good work, man.
Yeah.
Take like a pat on the back there.
Yeah.
And I definitely hope this means that we're gonna see more of the music.
It's definitely inspired me.
The Western community.
Definitely inspired me.
Mm.
I guess it all started with that Key Anniversary fan album that came out a few months ago.
Yeah, the
those videos have been around for a while. His covers on his channel. And again, that's been around for a while, too.
Yeah.
Alright, so the Seikai Project folks, in parallel with their Kickstarter for Clannad, posted a Ask Me Anything thread on the Visual Novels Reddit, where they were submitting the top 10 questions to the people over at Visual Arts Key to have them answered. And this is a thread where people come in, ask questions, and then on Reddit people can vote things up. And the results came in literally 3 days ago. We do have a lot of interesting responses here. We'll also probably have a link to this in the podcast description.
Yeah, like I'll be linking to all of the articles and stuff we've already covered.
There's a couple of interesting points that I want to highlight, where they talk about why certain writers only stay to write one route for one visual novel and then they depart from to go off to do their own thing. And there's also a lot of there's a lot of expectation because it seems like Visual Arts Key is pinning Clannad's English success on their future the future ability to release stuff here in the West. Somebody asked whether they would be able to make a partnership with Seikai Project in order to have more
simultaneous
less lag releases instead of us waiting for like over a decade for Clannad to get over here. So I think there's a lot of they've got some pretty high expectations for Clannad, and I'm really hoping that this pans out for everyone.
Yeah.
Reminder that just the success of the Kickstarter isn't, that's not, the money isn't what matters as much as the spreading of the story and letting it reach people. So whenever that thing comes out,
we gotta spread the word.
Yes.
And Visual Arts also really wants Seikai Project to do a good job with the translation.
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going
to
be very critical.
They want the meaning of the visual novel to be perfectly imparted to the readers.
Yeah. Stuff.
Definitely what you take from it is it's very insightful that Visual Arts and Key are very, they're a business as much as they are a bunch of very passionate people about the work that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of pressure. Reading. A lot of pressure on Sekai Project to not fuck this
serious
up.
Serious stuff.
Ambaro! Okay, so... next news is... Cover Kit!
So,
this has been hell for me.
For all of those... What? Anyway.
The waiting game.
So anyway... for all of you guys who've been living under a rock, we had Winter Comic Con last December 28-30, and Comic Con is the biggest anime-themed convention. So, anyway. And Visual Arts had their own booth in Comic Con, and they sold a cool bunch of stuff. Like, they had an Operation Wars calendar, Visual Style calendar, a key set, a whole bunch of Visual Arts non-key stuff, and they also had a new visual... yes, Booth Babes. And they also had a new visual novel released, which we'll get into later. So, about Comic Con, well, I was there, and long story short, I waited 6 hours to buy the stuff.
You're kind of a bit of a delivery man, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
For this, we are thankful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still have to send it out by next week anyway.
God bless.
So I came in at 7:30 a.m. just to give a view of how Comic Con is like. I came in at 7:30 a.m. I was able to get in by around 10:30, and I went straight to the visual arts line and spent another 3 hours there. So in the visual arts line, they gave you an order sheet, and they also gave you the visual style calendar, which you could read to. You know, not get bored.
The magazine.
And you basically just... yeah, the magazine. And you basically just put in on the order sheet how many of each item you want to order. And I'm not sure if it was 10 items per person or 10 of each item that you're allowed. But either way, I only ended up getting 10 items. So...
right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Plain and
only 10 items.
Yeah, only 10 items, or the other...
averages out to about, you know, $5,000.
More or less,
so,
yeah.
So, Pepe, how much did you actually spend at that booth?
44,000 yen.
What's that in USD?
The exchange rate is...
actually, no less.
So 400, 500.
Like $400, probably.
Around 400 bucks, yeah. Anyway, so about the booth. Well, like Biscuit though said, there were the girls selling the items were in cosplay and like Angel Beats uniforms and
really
stuff.
Really cool uniforms.
Yeah, they were really cool.
Like the Baba pictures.
Baba with his arm.
Actually, like when I went
pink suit.
Yeah, when I went in, I saw Baba, but I had to go to the line. So afterwards, I went to the line, and by the time it was my turn, Baba was gone.
Uh-huh.
And one nice info about the booth is they had like screens and audio playing on top of the booth. And I noticed one good thing they were advertising was the Clannad International Edition. So they got the Sekai Project ad, and they translated the info for the Japanese people, so anyone watching would see that, hey, Clannad is getting an English version. That was a nice touch. I like that.
Yeah. It's like you'd think they wouldn't care so much in Japan, but they've really been emphasizing that this is a big deal. Which they should, really.
Planetarian stuff, too.
Yep.
It's those true. HD assets, man.
So, I ended up getting like a whole bunch of key sets and Holy Breakers. And I wasn't able to get the Angel Beats Operation Wars calendar and the Visual Style calendar because those were the first things to sell out. I don't know. Anyway.
Want them calendars.
And now we go on to our next topic, which is Holy Breaker.
Holy Breaker.
Wait.
So Holy Breaker.
Yeah, what?
Did you get a chance to see any of the Dojin Key stuff?
No, those were all on the third day, and I was only in the first day.
Aw.
Maybe next.
I saw a lot of Dojin Key stuff in Key Point, so that's all right. Anyway, so Holy Breaker. So we already talked about Holy Breaker a few months ago when it was announced, and it was released in Comic Con. And I was able to get a few copies for a few people who asked me to. And what's interesting is the copy of the game also comes with a CD of the OSD, so nice. That's a nice touch.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And as for the game itself... As for the game itself, I don't know how it is. I haven't seen any reviews, Japanese or English, yet.
This has been difficult.
I don't know why.
I've been trying to get like a review or something, any kind of like.
I know
indication of how it is.
Asking for people to tweet about it and use the Holy Breaker hashtag, but I didn't see much.
Yeah,
so
I don't
we
know.
Don't have much info on that yet.
It's been a decent amount of fan art, though.
That's true. Yeah.
As soon as we know
but
something,
yeah,
we'll let you know.
Released, and I believe Baba said it already sold out in Comic-Con, so
yeah,
yeah.
It sold out.
I don't know if they plan to re-release it. I hope they do, whether maybe at least digital so that other people can play it.
Yeah.
But it seems
it
to have been pretty
and
successful.
Exceeded the expectations of Hinoue and Baba. They both were kind of taken aback by how quickly it got swiped up.
Mm-hmm. Pretty
all right.
Neat.
So that's all for the Comic-Con news, I guess.
Yep. Oh yeah, you had one more thing
okay.
You wanted to talk about.
Yeah. All right. So then our next segment will be all about a huge slew of announcements, which was announced on the Key Aniplex live stream on December
22.
Mm-hmm. So
and beyond. But yeah.
All of us guys from Kazumatsuri tuned in during that live stream and basically watches all of the shitload of news unfolded. So I guess we can start with one of the more minor news.
Yeah.
Okay, so Key is having, to celebrate their 15th anniversary, the Key 15th Fest. And basically what's going to happen here is it's a simultaneous event. On one side, they're going to be having a new KSL Live World for 2015.
Yeah. Get hyped for that.
Hype indeed, yeah. And on the other hand, they will also be having a Bell Sale. Well, it's kind of like an event where they'll be selling a few different Key stuff, and they'll also be having like info about stuff. And I'm not exactly sure, but it's kind of like a shop / exhibition thing.
Mm.
So for the KSL Live World, we have Kitazawa Ayaka, Tada Aoi, Marina, Lisa, Leah, and more.
And
you forgot
to mention that it's Angel Beats themed this time.
Ah, yeah, it's Angel Beats. It's called KSL
theme.
Live World. Way to the Angel Beats first.
I'm so sad that I can't be there.
Yeah,
that sounds like the dream concert.
So
dude.
For those who want to buy a ticket to Japan, it's on April 11 and April 12. So it's a 2-day concert.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if there's
and
like yeah, they. God, me ridiculous.
Yep. It's I'm hyped for this. I hope I can buy a ticket and I hope it doesn't sell out too quickly. Anyway.
Marina.
And for the Akiba base, oh yeah, the venue is in Differ Ariake, and I checked, it's actually near Big Sight.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and for the next event, the Bell Sale, it'll be happening in Akiba Base, which is in Akihabara, and it's on the same day, on April 11 and April 12. So if you can't go to one, you can always go to. If you can't go to the Live World, you can always go to the Bell Sale and.
You'd assume that'd be
there,
timed
yeah.
up. You'd assume that'd be timed up so you can go to both, surely.
Ah, yeah. Well, you could technically go because the Bell Sale starts at like noon and 10 a.m. on Sunday.
Yeah.
So you could go to the one. You could go to it for like 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and then go on to Differ to watch the concert.
That's yeah, that's at night then, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, it's at the Saturday concert starts at 7 p.m.
Yeah,
up to 10 p.m.
So,
and
so you'd spend your time at
6
the
6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
You'd spend your time at Akiba Base and then check out the concert at night. That'd be a freaking awesome weekend if anyone could make it.
Man,
that sounds fantastic.
Like I said. I really hope I can get a ticket for the KSL Live World, even
if
at least one
go,
day.
Please do share your experience on our website.
Yeah, of definitely.
Course.
Let us know.
We can all be jealous.
Yeah. So this might be a good time to mention Lynx news. Unless you have anything else you want to say, Pepe.
No, I'm good.
Okay, cool.
So, let's be honest, there wasn't really a lot of news this month. Nothing really exciting happened. Key's just not given much to us, but because they realized that there hasn't been much news this month, they decided to drop Harmonia, which they unveiled in the new Dengeki G's magazine. So, Harmonia is a kinetic novel, because Planetarium was cool, and they're releasing it for their 15th anniversary.
Yeah.
The setting is about humans who live in a world that's it's ruined, it's destroyed, and they're living together with artificial humans who have fake memories, and these artificial humans are called Feroids. Mm-hmm. And our protagonist is one of these Feroids, who goes on a journey, and he meets up with two girls, and he ends up gaining emotions from them. Since he is one of the Feroids, I guess we can assume they don't really have any emotion of their own.
Yeah.
One of the girls is called Teepee, and the description for her is that she is a girl all alone, crying in the depths of the library. So we have the, I guess, depressed girl character, in contrast to the next girl, who is Shiona, who's described as a kind girl who smiles indiscriminately at other people, and she offers her help to the protagonist. So they're really going with the, I guess, night and day, light and dark
sort yeah.
of themes around here.
Like, if it's all about, like, emotions, then we got, like, the polar opposites of happy and sad right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably going to be deep.
I hope it's going to be deep. I want some more Planetarium-level storytelling here. I want something really cool like that.
Are the girls meant to be Feroids, or are they humans? Was that
I believe they're humans. I'm going to assume they are, just because they have emotion, and yeah. our Feroid protagonist doesn't.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
However, luckily for you, more information about the game is going to be coming out at the upcoming Akiba Base events, which is going to be held in Belisol, Akihabara, on the 11th and 12th.
Yeah, as we just mentioned.
All right.
Yeah.
The 11th and 12th of April, 2015.
Yeah, that's the one we're just talking about.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So there's like speculation floating around they might actually be releasing the game at this event. It's not too clear at this point. Like, maybe we'll just be getting more information, or maybe they'll actually be releasing the game. Speculation.
That'd be crazy if they put it out so soon.
That would be nuts.
So we're not sure yet, but we'll be sure to let you know once that becomes more clear.
Oh, and also the game is going to have art by Itaru Hinoe and music by Shinji Orito.
Yeah. Do we know?
Yeah.
We don't know who's writing for it yet, do we?
No, we don't. We don't.
That's interesting. But it's almost certainly
I'm betting on Yuto Tonokawa.
I was just about to say it would be so interesting if Tonokawa got like his own story, like
because he's
like,
he's
the new he's new blood, man.
Yeah
he's one of the regulars of Key, and he hasn't been doing anything recently. So I kind of hope it's him.
Like Kushida Leo is working on
reading up that he was the Maida's protege.
Yeah, like, Kushida Leo is working on Angel Beats at the moment.
He's also young.
And Bobby
Baba
Baker.
Was, like, in that Q&A Baba was talking
about.
Yeah,
I was just about
like
to say in the Q&A
writers.
They mentioned young blood.
Yep.
Unless there's any chance of someone new that we don't know about yet.
Hmm.
Dunno. Let the speculation
we'll find out later.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
I'm very excited for more news about that, because that sounds very interesting.
I'm just really excited that they're going back to the kinetic novel format, because I prefer the small bite-sized stuff to these gigantic long million-hour
man. We were
novels.
just saying whenever we did the Planetarium podcast and all that stuff, man, we were just saying that we liked that format. We thought it was a good idea, and that it's sad that it didn't really like take off. And then bam, we get, you know, kind of, sort of something going on with Holy Breaker. Now we get, you know, the official Key VN coming out, you know, with Angel Beats and stuff. It's just so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, oh, Key listened to our podcast.
Yeah,
ooh.
Also, it seems like it's an official rule now that kinetic novels have to be set in post-apocalyptic settings.
Yeah.
It's a rule now.
I
ain't complaining.
Planet.
So, Biz, now we're going to move on to your part of the...
Yeah, I said Angel Beats in that last sentence. We haven't been talking about it until now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not a lot to talk about, you know, just like Link said. So, yeah, anyways. So if the entire slew of information that we've just been piling and piling on here hasn't been indicative of anything, Angel Beats got a visual novel.
No way!
What?
What?
And
I already did this joke.
And Yuri committed suicide. And
damn it! Don't spoil it.
So at that event that Pepe was talking about earlier, whenever they did the live stream and they gave out a whole bunch of information and stuff, there was a PV as part of that presentation because it was heavily Angel Beats themed, and then Charlotte just kind of took everything over by storm.
Hey, we haven't talked about that yet.
Yeah. Everyone knows about
but
it.
But anyways, yeah, like, there was a PV released, and surprise, surprise, this PV, while also talking about some other things that we already know about, like, you know, it's a visual novel and it's not an anime, which has kind of been one of their main marketing points.
Mm-hmm.
And things are different in the VN. They went ahead and were just like, oh, by the way, First Beats releasing May 29th, 2015.
Yeah, finally got a release date.
So, bam!
Finally.
Hell yeah.
It's happening.
Out of development,
so that's freaking sweet. So they dropped that, and that's just one little bit of the tons and tons and tons of news that has come out about Angel Beats in the past month.
It's been so much! Like, no one's
so
translating
much.
It!
It's so hard for us to keep up with it, because it just keeps coming.
Yep.
There's, like, tweets with information coming out, there's blogs, there's magazines, there's interviews, it's just completely bonkers how much news is coming out.
Yeah.
We can't keep
but, like,
up,
just,
basically.
Just to, like, kind of quickly blaze through all the stuff, like, that came with that event. First off, the VN's going to have a new OP. Guess what? It's by Maida. Guess what? Leah's singing it. Guess what? It's called Heartily Song, which is a weird name, but hey, it's going to be the name. Which is amazing, because, dude, I like My Soul, Your Beats. It's a good song and everything, but we need something fresh to bring in the new, because it's a visual novel, you know what I'm saying? So that's happening. Marina is back. If you didn't know, during Comiket, they released
no
a little
Lisa,
album
though.
They released a little album with like some acoustic stuff, which is really cool. But then they're just like, oh, by the way, we're gonna release a new single, and it's gonna be called Million Star, and it's gonna come with your pre-orders. Which, by the way, pre-orders for the VN are opening on the 30th of January. And they are 7,500 yen, I think. So yeah, there's that, and it's Marina themed, focused. She's singing on it. It's great. yeah, man. And then they also announced that the anime that happened, you know, by PA Works, that little thing that kind of went places, I don't even know if it's over or not or yet or whatever. Got rebroadcasted. They showed it on Nico, like,
yeah,
three episodes directly after the event. And they also put together a BD box with that Blu-ray goodness.
Yeah.
That's going to cost you a lot of money. I'm not even going to say the number, because it's a lot. It's actually not that bad relative to other BD boxes, but it's still a lot for Angel Beats. But,
yeah.
And it also comes with a new OVA and stuff. So yeah, man!
Brand new OVA.
Angel
Beats. Gordon Ramsay.
All the Angel Beats, man. I can't even hold all these beats. I mean, that's just what was released at that event. They released, like, a whole bunch of other stuff, like, little tiny things, too. Like, they talked about there's a magazine with, like, a Jun Maida interview, and he talked about some, like, root description stuff, like, the Masami root's gonna make your heart explode, or something like that.
Yeah.
And, like, Matsushita's a funny guy, and Yui's poor. No, I mean, Yui's route is like only Hinata focused because they don't like having fun. And anyways,
come on,
yeah, it's just interesting. There's lots and lots of stuff. They even talked about the format, man. The format that everyone's been always just like, how the hell is this VN even supposed to work? Yeah, it's gonna be just your straight up kind of regular route format, man. You're gonna go through route, and then you're gonna get your ending and your little song, and you're gonna cry and like maybe things will happen, maybe things won't happen, but then guess what? You're going to go back to the beginning, and you're going to start over again, and you're not going to be able to do that route again.
And they're not necessarily going to disappear after you finish that route, either.
Spoilers, dude!
That's not a spoiler.
Spoilers,
that's
dude.
News! It's not a spoiler. Anyway.
I was just playing. Anyway, but yeah, like, that's... It's just so... Oh, man, it feels good to finally know some stuff.
Yeah.
But, dude, it's just nuts.
Just, like, check out the articles. And, Biz is hopefully going to, like, summarize all that information into the, details topic. The speculation topic.
It's going to happen. Just, you see, what happened was, like, they kept releasing more stuff while I was trying to write it. And then I would have to change stuff. And I'm just like, damn it.
Welcome to my life.
Like, every other day there's some new news that I'm coming home to. Looking at my phone, I'm just like, oh, my God.
Yep.
So far, our major sources of news are the Maeda interviews from both the Dengeki G's magazine and the Visual Style magazine.
Yep. Those are our major sources. And secondhand accounts of the news.
Yep.
I think I've pulled your ears
enough on
that
one. Because
we
can't read the whole interviews.
Anyway. So if you don't mind, I might just take the reins for a second and talk about Charlotte.
Good.
The new anime series by Key NPA Works. What was that noise? Is that snoring? Mate, are you snoring?
Hello?
What? Oh, I was
Disney
dreaming about my angel beats.
mate, you need to get hyped for this.
Bro.
You need to get hyped for this.
Go, mate.
Like,
I'll take you right now.
Like, they've been really clever about the marketing. Like, the first thing that was announced, it was on that stream with all the Angel Beats info, and first thing we got was just an image, basically, and some like neat
Silhouette Chan,
like electronic music. Oh yeah, Silhouette Chan came before that. We got a silhouette. And, but like, after that, the first thing we got was just an image of this girl, like, and a camcorder and the stars, and that's about all we know. But the news has started coming with, like, the, Dengeki G's magazine and the Visual Style magazine. And so it's like, so we know there's gonna be four characters, there's four main characters, because Jun Maeda was talking about how, like, the cast of Angel Beat was way too spread out and they like couldn't focus on so many. It's like it became too hard to follow. And like they're basically like emphasizing how they're trying to learn from the mistakes of Angel Beats and work it into a much better production with this one. We don't know how long it's gonna be. I'm hoping for 2 cores. But yeah, we don't know for sure. But it's all coming clear. So we got the cast is going to be huge. It's going to have more characters than Angel Beats, but they're not all going to be important. Like, the story's going to focus on our main protagonist, our main heroine, and 2 other characters who share, like, they're all in a group in the student disciplinary, no, not disciplinary, the student council, whatever you call it.
Are we sure that the 4 main characters are all student council?
I remember they were.
I believe
it was
so. Yeah.
The 4 main characters, okay. And I think they said like 2 were in the student council, and then there was one other that was like in the band that's also in there. I don't know about the 4th. Like, I didn't even know there were 4.
We still don't have concrete info on that.
Yeah, so a lot of this is just like we're going through the information from the magazine and translating it with our poor Japanese knowledge. So
yeah.
There is possibility of information decay. So, none of this is 100%, but,
we have an air date yet.
We're still trying to figure all that out.
Please understand.
They don't have an air date? Okay, regarding the air date, it's sometime in 2015, they didn't say, but, in the Key calendar, the Key calendar that came with the Key set in Comic Cat has a Charlotte part, and the Charlotte part is in, July, was it?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Speculation.
Yeah, it the Key calendar shows Charlotte on June and July, so it's my personal speculation that it'll be in summer 2015.
Yes, okay. I'm down for this.
Because
theory.
I would love it if my calendar shows Charlotte and every week I'm marking when Charlotte will
That's
be.
That's also right after Angel Beats hits.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, that fits perfectly. Alright, that's my new headcanon.
The plot thickens.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Thanks for sharing that, Pepe. So, this whole student council thing, I'm not 100% sure, but my impression was that they're all members of the student council. I could be wrong about that. But we know there's going to be two bands that are like Girls Dead Monster. So, not just one, but two. That's pretty crazy to think about. Like, we all know Maeda loves his music.
Lots of music.
Yeah. Biz, like, you were talking about this. Like how, you take the reins a bit. Talk about the band.
I'm just really excited because, I guess not many people know. I mean, I guess a decent amount of Key fans know, but Jun Maeda is an absolute music nut, and he's the best. The dude absolutely loves music and likes to use it wherever he can. And in his, I don't know if it's high school or his like university or whatever days, I'm not 100% on it. He was in school. He did write a lot of music, and he just hasn't been able to really use all of it or do certain things with it. So parts of I don't know if it's all or some of the songs, but. Some songs that he wrote in his late childhood days are going to be what he uses in this anime.
Yeah. Really
interesting.
That's a very interesting point. He said how, like, for one of the bands he's composing and writing lyrics, and for the other band he is writing lyrics but someone else is composing. I believe that's how it went.
Yep.
So, like...
yeah, I believe that's correct.
So, yeah, he's all in charge of, like, the lyrics and stuff. And he's going to be writing, like, the opening and composing the opening, I think he said. And a bunch of insert songs, yep. So that's really cool.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we still have no idea what the story is going to be about. Like, all we really know is
except
that...
except it's in the student council, yeah.
So we have our two main characters. The protagonist is a boy named Otosaka Yu. And he... all we know about him that he is a bit manipulative. Like, he... so it seems to, like, cheat his way through tests, I think it was established. Mm.
More or less.
So, like,
he's an honor student because he cheats.
Less.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's an honor student, but how in the world he's an honor student is unknown because...
yeah.
And this is, and... by the text, apparently he's quote-unquote stupid. It's not a very good TL, but that's kind
of... a lot of people are already speculating that he's magic or an alien.
He's an alien. He's a space alien, man.
Yeah, and he has a bit of a sadistic side, we've been told. And our main heroine,
narcissist, I think is what it said.
Tomori Now, our main heroine. So she's she's pretty much the ideal student council person. Just like, yeah, she's like really, she seems like uptight and like very like strong-willed and firm on the rules. But she also seems to be a little bit narcissistic. So that's interesting. Like,
she's
also always...
has a hard time keeping control of all those ruffians.
Yeah. But, yeah, so she's, like, a little bit stoic, I think it was also said. Yeah. Like, a lot of people were worried that she was going to be a lot like Kanade, but this doesn't seem to be the case. Like, she seems to be quite different. And I'm really liking the sounds of these characters. Like,
same here.
I haven't really had a sadistic key protagonist. Like, we've had protagonists that will make fun of, like, characters and, like, have a lot of, you know, sarcastic humor. But...
wait, was it sadistic or narcissistic?
Sadistic. Did I say narcissistic?
Okay. No, narcissistic.
No, Now is the narcissistic one. You is the sadistic one. Yeah, so...
okay. S&S. Not S&M, S&S.
But yeah, these sound very interesting. Like, if this is Maeda's baby right now, then... hell yeah, I'm all for it. If, like...
it's really interesting, because, like, they're both kind of... they don't sound perfect, which, I mean, I guess that's kind of one of the Maeda things, is that everyone kind of has their faulty side, but these characters sound kind of questionable. I don't know, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm very interested to see, like, how they're, because of how they are, what their actual interactions are going to be like. There should be some peculiar scenarios with characters like this, as far as to, like, what the actual tone of the story is going to be. Because, like, I mean, he already said, though, that it's going to be, like, the ha-ha funny key, and that it's going to be all feelsy and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just a key-like story. He said it's going to be your usual key story.
So, but, like, and we got, like, the bit of, like, enigma surrounding the camcorder, which keeps appearing. And she seems to be recording the stars for some purpose. We're still figuring that out. It's pretty much a guessing game until the anime airs, but, yeah, consider me hype.
If I can add in something,
there's a lot of interesting space imagery.
Yeah, I was about to say, one main theme seems to be the stars. In all the artwork we've seen of Charlotte, we have the stars like in a window, in the reflection on the lake, and the stars being shown on the camcorder. So,
and if like in something, her shadow,
something has to do with the stars really and the sky.
Yeah,
in that first little like the first artwork thing of her where she's like sitting down and like her shadow, I guess for lack of a better way to put it, is like stars and stuff.
Yeah,
and the camcorder is pointing at her, but the camcorder shows stars. Yeah, that's kind of mindfuck thing.
It's pretty amazing how much like thought they put into that one promotional image.
This looking glass type thing going on.
Yeah, I'm really hoping for something like really interesting there. But yeah, so that's my hype at the moment. And I think that about wraps up all of the news. Like, you can't say that isn't a massive amount of news this month. Like, we can't like keep up.
It just came out of nowhere.
That's true. Yeah. It came out of nowhere.
And now Key like is back in.
Lips sealed.
They didn't even say they were working on a new project. Mm-hmm. And suddenly, okay, new project. Here you go.
Insane, man. Like, if there's anything you can take from this, guys, man, it feels good to be a Key fan right now.
Yep.
2015, definitely.
I'm glad Kazumatsu.org exists right now. It's the perfect time for it. All the speculation happening.
This is the perfect moment.
Yeah. So I might just shift the focus there now to the community stuff going on. So I've talked about all the key news. Now we're going to shift things back to the Kazumatsu.org community. So I'm
going to humble it up a little bit.
Yeah. So we've humble brag. So what we've got, yeah, as I was just saying, we got the speculation thread for Charlotte, which has been one of my favorite topics to get into right now. Because as soon as we got that promotional video, everyone's been all over it. Just like, oh, what do the stars mean? What is, you know, what's the camcorder? What's she recording? And like,
best part of that video is the music.
Is it aliens? It's a lot. It's a big question.
It's aliens, which is nuts because we've had, you know, rewrite. We've had our fantasy. Where's the sci-fi, man?
Yeah. Well, that's planetarian.
Fair enough. But more so.
And now Harmonia. That's your more sci-fi.
Yeah,
that's very sci-fi.
We're getting these sci-fi stories coming out.
Yeah, it's really cool. And so that's one topic I've been right into. We've also got the who is your favorite key character and why topic just kind of came out of nowhere. Like, we haven't had many topics like that. And like, I really want to try and open that up.
Personal
I still
opinion.
Need to dig into that more, man. I put like my, I did like my basic posts and I never actually went back and filled it out.
Like, I want to start going into individual games, like, who's your favorite canon character, and who's your favorite protagonist, and stuff like that. Like, go into a little bit more depth, because, like, that stuff, like, opens up heaps of discussion. So
we can actually, like, take that and then start discussing the character over in the character discussion threads. It's a nice little movement there.
Yeah, so that's definitely something I want to get into in the next few months. And topping off that, we've actually recently figured out that we do have the ability to make polls and we just never realized.
Yay, Discourse!
Thanks, Discourse, for letting us know.
This is our new Space Age Forum software for you.
It's like, I don't think a day goes by where we don't just go, wait, we can do that?
So we also opened up a topic asking what your favorite key series is, and that's a poll, but it also doubles as a
Little Busters is just dominating.
Yeah. Which, like, Angel Beats got a few hits from some people, and, like, all of them got some hits. But,
I did not vote for Angel Beats, man. I voted for Little Busters.
Yeah. But, Yeah, the little bus.
Planetarian
is strong,
didn't get any hits.
No planetarian.
Nobody voted
no
for Planetarian. Well, Charlotte is coming up.
I must
up,
have
so.
Missed the thread. Let me go vote for Planetarian.
Okay. Yeah.
I was saying, I was saying before, I was like, I wonder what Link voted for, because he would totally vote for Planetarian.
Fuck yeah.
If I could find it.
Just search Discourse for
search
favorite
function.
Yeah. I'm using it now.
So, a couple of other topics worth mentioning would be the Little Buster's minigame discussion. That's been pretty fun. Just like getting into like all the like technical details of like the baseball and all that. I'd love to get like, oh yeah, I might just mention here, like I wasn't planning on it, but I recently discovered that forum member Rinchi has her own Little Buster's fan site called, was it litbus.net? I'll put a link in the description. But basically, like, just includes a bunch of random things from Little Buster's. Like, she's got the Kyosuke's one question, one answer, like, all of that listed on there. And she has, like, she has every title that you can get in the battle minigame listed.
Oh.
Awesome.
It's just like a database of random, cool little Keith, Little Buster's things.
Oh, yeah,
like,
you're right. I'm looking at it now. It's so cool.
I never knew this existed until now, so I'm sorry I didn't notice, but that a really cool little time waster, like, just if you want to look something up, it's, like, really neat. So just, like, shout-outs to Rinchi for making that. It's, like, really cool. But, yeah, so we've got some Little Buster discussion happening. We also got a new category added to the forum recently, which we've dubbed Guild. It would have been originally called Lounge in Discourse default. But, yeah, we called it Guild because, hey, we're a key forum.
I'd like to note that I had absolutely nothing to do with it being named the Guild.
Yeah. So, yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with Angel Beats. Literally, the only purpose of the category is to basically be a place for the inner circle of the forum to hang out. And how that works is if you have a certain trust level on the forums, like, you've posted enough and viewed enough recently. Like, you don't have to be, like, super into it. You just need to be a bit active. Then you'll be able to gain access to the guild category. And then you can just, like, check out some of the more personal threads that we've got going at the moment that are, like... Like, yeah, it's
and
just a lot more personal.
We at Matsuri are all about that. Because we are friends Matsuri, and we have, you know, 8-hour Skype calls on a daily basis where we just hang out.
I wish I could actually get a chance to just join one of those, but you always have them at when I'm at school.
Time zones.
So good.
But,
God,
I love
this place.
So we even had, like, a Christmas topic going when Christmas was happening. It's like, what are you doing on Christmas? How do you celebrate Christmas in your part of the world? And that was really interesting.
Yeah,
like,
we were talking about, you know, what they were doing with their families, what they were going to eat.
Yeah,
little fun stuff, you know.
I learned some different, like traditional foods for Christmas from different parts of the world that I didn't know about before.
Yeah, that was fun.
All through key. How cool is that?
Pepe, did you have the
cool.
Pepe, did you have the KFC when you were in Japan for Christmas?
Hell yeah, I did. KFC for Christmas Eve dinner.
Kentucky Christmas.
Apparently some cultures
Kentucky
have,
Christmas,
like, two
yes.
Christmas dinners. They don't even, like, celebrate Christmas. That's so crazy. Awesome.
And we also, like, a recent topic that's been really, like, warm fuzzy has been the what does Kazumatsu.org mean to you?
Oi! This is mine!
You want to talk about this? Oh, yeah. Alright, I'll leave you to talk about this one.
Yeah! Alright, man, so if you guys listen to that Planetarian podcast, you remember when I was all like, what does Planetarian mean to you? And then I got all deep and down into my soul and shared all my thoughts.
Dude,
yeah, basically we
don't
have
take credit for that.
Sorry. We have a... excuse me, I'm speaking. we have a topic, that is, what does KazumatsuRi.org mean to you? And... it's just really cool, like, because we're coming up on a year here, man, pretty close. For, what was it, February? I think Valentine's
February,
Day is our anniversary. Like, that's
fun.
Macho is
a funny thing all in of itself. Yeah, like, it's just a really fun topic to kind of go in and, I guess, reflect a little bit about since joining us and spending time with us and just kind of having fun and going through events and talking about things. It's kind of like a nice little list of. It almost feels like a success, you know. It's like reading through it, you're just like, this is exactly what we wanted going in, and it's what we're
yeah.
getting. It's so awesome.
So happy
That everyone has a place to go as a Key fan that is, you know, quality and is just full of good people, and it's just great.
Yeah. If you're a member of the forum and you like the people here, just take a quick look in the guild category, like, it'll make you feel warm inside.
Yeah, it's like we've all had our experiences up to this point, and more people keep joining, and we get more regulars in our calls and in our events, and it just keeps going and going. And you're just going to keep building upon those experiences. And it's just like whenever you look at the front page of our site, you know, it's like, let's make good memories together, y'all. Like, let's go. And that's exactly what we're doing. And it's
I
so
love
good.
That. Yeah, so really cool. And so we're nearing the end of our podcast now. I just
shout out to Ika, by the way.
Hmm?
For making that topic.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Ika.
Good
yeah,
job.
It was Ika.
Really good idea.
So I forgot to mention earlier, we also have the Key OKRK is still going relatively strong. I don't know if we mentioned it last podcast, so it's basically a thing where you just... I think we did mention it.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah. It's starting to die down a little bit, but it's still there. It's still hanging in. At the moment, like, they've changed the rules a little bit, so...
It goes by per character basis, really.
It's like two or three topics at a time now. So people can draw about whatever
they
want.
They revamped it.
I finally got my Tsuganami up there. Got at least two good arts.
Yeah, Tsuganami.
By that amazing artist who also did the Koshiki art, which was also
oh,
amazing.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Shout outs to Seiyun or something. Let me double check that. But yeah,
there will
be
a link in
this
the
This person is amazing. Like, it's one of the, like, really standout artists of the Key OKRK, I've noticed. Like, they've done like a really amazing like Koshiki art, and they did like an art of like the Cheap Trick scene from Little Busters. It's really cool.
Chabanda!
It's a Korean guy or girl. And I mentioned them on Twitter, like, yeah, we've been noticing you. You're really cool. And so yeah, that's a thing. Definitely like check out all the art that's happened over the last month, because there've been some really standout gems that I can't even mention. Mm. Like, there's been so many. But yeah, so that's awesome. Any other little things anybody want to bring up before I start to bring this to a close?
Did you mention the May Games thread? Not, there's a whole lot to mention, but
yeah,
we have one now. Okay.
The what?
Yeah, we talked about minigames.
Minigames, yeah.
Yeah, I talked about that.
Oh, that's
which
right.
was also
oh,
apparently
right.
the 666th thing made.
It's like,
there's current...
The Twitterment person was like, H. Suyun. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but yeah. That's the person. I'll put a link in the description because they're
awesome.
Yeah, we
should link awesome. It in the chat description.
Yeah,
yep,
just because I think they're awesome and they deserve a mention. Favoritism! 9SCP is really good too. So yeah, just before we wrap up, I'd like to make an announcement. We will be... Yes, I am...
Surprise!
I'd like to officially announce that we'll be starting the Air Book Club from the 9th of February.
Finally,
after a long, long time.
Yep. So I'll just announce the dates right now. So I've got the common route. We're going to be giving its own section because we decided, yeah, we want to do this right and not do it too quickly. So the common route will be going from the 9th of February to the 22nd of February. You might notice a pattern. All of these are going to be like 2 week blocks for each route. And we're going to spend, you know, those 2 weeks. We'll do a podcast episode at the end of those 2 weeks. Just like as we do with the Planetarian Book Club, maybe a little bit shorter. Just covering that route and everything we've thought about it. And during those 2 weeks, you'll be directed to the discussion topic where you'll be able to discuss everything. And then we'll bring that into the podcast and it'll be really cool. So the first is the common route from the 9th of February to the 22nd of February. Then we got the Kano route we're going to be doing first, from the 23rd of February to the 8th of March. Then we're going to be doing the Minagi route from the 9th of March to the 22nd of March. The Misuzu route from the 23rd of March to the 5th of April. The summer route from the 6th of April to the 19th of April. And the air route from the 20th of April to the 3rd of May. So it's going to be going all the way from the start of February to the start of May, basically. So it's a 12-week book club. It's going to be a long grind. It's going to be a lot bigger because, like, the Planetarium book club was pretty much just a big test for this, the more meaty visual novel book clubs. So, yeah, it's pretty much going to be the focus of our community for the next couple of months, really. I hope you're as excited for it as I am.
Get your Tori no Uta's ready.
Yep. Like, I've actually never read Air, so I'm going to be going into this. Well, I've seen the anime, so I know what happens, unfortunately. But what I've been told by everyone is that the visual novels are like 10 times better. So I'm like really excited to dig into that.
Very, very good in comparison to the anime.
Yeah. So I hope you're excited for that. I'm going to be hyping that up a lot.
I'm excited, definitely.
Are you guys going to be like participating? Like, if not on the forum, then, like, would you be interested in joining the podcast? I don't know.
I want to be on the podcast.
See me in that Minagi route, son.
Can I be on Kana?
Same here. I need to get myself a copy of Air.
So I'm not gonna confirm who's gonna be on the podcast yet. On that note,
it's really cheap.
With not only Air, with not only the Air Book Club, but also the Monthly Terror, we're still gonna be doing that. We're going to be holding some auditions because I want to, like, mix up the cast a little bit. Like, these fine people I've had with me the last three or four podcasts, I think it's three now, we've done for the Monthly Terror.
Well, this is only my first Monthly Terror.
Wait, really?
I've not been available.
Yeah, Rune has just been busy all the time. Yeah. So he hasn't been able to make it.
And in the future, Saturday nights are no longer a go because of school.
Yeah. But, you guys have all been fantastic. Like, I'm very happy with selecting you all for the podcast. Like, I love Link Thing's charisma. He brings a lot to the podcast. And, Pepe is very knowledgeable and he, like, lives in Japan, so he has that first-hand experience. I love that. And Rune is just, like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just love, like, you're very, like, very, very cerebral. You kind of bring that aspect to, like, the podcast, so I appreciate that. And, Biz, of course. Biz is just Biz. He's awesome. He's a hype train.
The hype train.
Planetarium. The
hype train.
He just brings energy to everyone, and I love that. But, chances are Biz will stay around because he's a moderator and my second-hand man. But as for the rest of you, maybe some of you will be back in future episodes. I'm not sure yet. We're basically going to be holding a new, like, audition process for the podcast. So, everybody listening to this is your chance to get involved. We're looking for people that are, you know, charismatic and, you know, knowledgeable about Key and passionate and, like, have a good mic.
And if you're not, you're going to the block.
Practically all of you. So, step up to the plate. Come on.
If you have a sexy voice, then that'll definitely get you priority, too.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, we're holding auditions for both the Monthly Terror and the Air Book Club podcast. So, if you're interested in either of those, we're going to have a topic up for you so you can post your interest and we'll work from there. Preference going to be to, like, I'm def- or not preference, like, I'm definitely looking for new talent, because we had the auditions for the podcast last time before Planetarium, but if there's someone new that I haven't heard before, then I'm definitely, like, interested to hear you. If you have auditioned already, then you're still welcome to audition again. It's been a long time, so since I may have, like, I've lost my notes that I wrote down for everybody, so, like...
You've also had more time to be with us, so you can be much more upfront and...
Yeah. So yeah, like
if you've been in those group calls whenever we're playing games and stuff, then you got it. You good. Just join. Come join us.
Yeah, pretty much.
If your name starts with a B and ends with an S, calling you out.
The only thing is, with the book club, your commitment is basically I'm really hoping for people that can stay through the whole time. We might have some people jumping in and out, like, for maybe one route if they really, like, want to talk about that one.
Route specialists?
Yeah, we might have, like, one route specialist per episode, I'm thinking. But, I'm definitely looking for people who are willing to stay around for the 12 weeks that we do it and do those six episodes of the podcast. If you can't, like, if you think you might not be able to make all of them, then that's okay. Like, we obviously, like, people that are very interested, then we want to get them on. But, like, if you can't be there because of unexpected circumstances, then that's fine. Like, we'll get, like, six or so people, so we have enough of a buffer that if someone isn't available on the day, then we'll still be able to progress. But, yeah, like, so your commitment would be to be active, like, on as much of the episodes as you can. You'd be reading through the visual novel and taking notes of each route so we can discuss it like we did in the Planetarium Book Club. And, so yeah, just, like, if you're interested in air and you want to be involved, let me know, because this is a big deal. This is, like, kazumatsuri.org's big thing. Mm-hmm. Our main event, I like to think of it as. So, get hype. It's happening, and it's happening soon.
I'm even more hyped for when Planet is released and we make a book club for that.
Yeah.
This is gonna be perfect.
Anyway. We've got lots of time before then, though, so we can fit in a book club, maybe two. Little teaser. So, yeah.
I have a request.
Yeah?
Can I do the sign-off?
Go ahead. I'm done.
Yes. We all give? All right. All right, listeners. This has been your Kazumatsuri Monthly Terra, starring your host, Aspirety, myself, Biscuit Dough, Link Thinks, Pepe, and Rune Devros. Stay a classy, Kazumatsuri.
Oh shit, I forgot to stop my-